Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It is only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So, just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those calls, once again, everybody, welcome to Angel Healing House. Thank you so much for supporting the show and listening in. You know, whether you're listening in by computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to the almost 130 weekly archive shows, which are on the Blog Talk Radio site, or perhaps you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Now, just a quick reminder that if you enjoy Angel Healing House Radio, you might also enjoy the wonderful pictures and uplifting sayings that are posted on my Angel Healing House Facebook page. You know, this week I posted an inspirational saying on my Angel Healing House business page. And for those not familiar with my sayings, they always start with, "The angels are reminding us," and then their reminder. This week I posted a picture of two hamsters which were dancing. And the quote from the Posse of Angels to go along with that photo was, "The angels are reminding us that in order to get the universe to dance with us, we must first take the lead." You know, everyone has peaks and valleys in their lives, and sometimes the way is clear as to how and when it would be of most benefit to step forward and dance with the universe. But what happens when the path in front of us stops? And when we're having trouble in seeing clearly what the next step is for us? Well, through my business, Angel Healing House, I've been helping people regain their clarity and direction as to how and when to step forward with passion, with courage and empowerment. And in all cases, the universe has then answered their courage with more information, connections, and opportunities to help that person boldly step forward. You know, if you need help in finding your direction in life, you can call me after the show at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, house.com. For your intuitive counseling and Reiki healing sessions, or perhaps an angel reading. For more information, you can go to angelhealinghouse.com. I see that we have several callers on the line. Welcome, everyone. We have a 415, you're first. Then we have 720 and 646. You are the first to be picked up. But before we get to those callers, my regular listeners know that I like to take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic of the day, which is entitled, The Afterlife, Heaven, and Home. And so what is the afterlife, heaven, and home really like? You know, my last two radio programs have certainly garnered a great deal of attention. Just to remind you that the show on April 1st was entitled We Do Not Die, Near-Death Experiences, and the following show on April 15th was entitled We Each Wrote Soul Contracts. With this much interest, the Posse of Angels wished to take the information in both of these shows, which gave us an overall outline of the journey we all get to take from the physical to our non-physical state when we cross over, and they decided to help us remember what it's actually like to exist in the afterlife, heaven, home, or whatever your choice of words is for our non-physical presence that we pass to. You know, the famous Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, she was a Swiss-born psychiatrist, and she was an author who gained international recognition and fame from her work on death and dying. She said, "Death is simply a shedding of the physical body, like the butterfly shedding its cocoon. It is a transition to a higher state of consciousness where you continue to perceive, to understand, to laugh, and to be able to grow." You know, listeners, when death is upon us, there's an inbuilt instinct to fight to live. Now, this is not negotiable on any level, for it is an automatic response within us, and it's similar to a fight or flight response. Now, the reason we fight to live is because it is inconceivable to the conscious mind that any other reality could possibly exist besides the earth world of physical matter, which is bounded by linear space and time. We are used to it, and it's all many of us have ever experienced. We have been trained and taught since we were born to wear a body in order to live and thrive in a physical world, and we know ourselves to be who we are from this physical form and how we react to external stimuli we receive from our physical realm. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us here that when we cross over, we are still alive. We are very much alive. It's different because you no longer wear your physical earth suit, if you want to call it that, which is a dense body, which was the only valid indicator of what constitutes life for many of us. Now, once you shed this earth suit or physical body, what happens is there's actually a step up of energy the moment of death. There's an increase in speed, as if you're suddenly vibrating faster than before. Using a radio as an analogy, you have lived all your life at a certain radio frequency when all of a sudden you shed your dense physical body, your earth suit. This allows your vibrational frequency to shift, and it shifts you to another higher wavelength. The original frequency where you once existed, well, that's still there. It did not change. Only you changed. You know, you cannot coexist forever where you do not belong. You shift frequencies when you die. You switch over to life on another wavelength. You don't die. You shift your consciousness and your speed of vibration. That's all death is. It is just a shift. In fact, if you expect to die when you leave your physical body, boy, will you be disappointed. The only thing you will lose in death is your physical body. And you are not your body. Think of your body like a car. Your body is that vehicle that drives your soul around. You know, listeners, I've owned about 6 or 7 cars over my lifetime, and I've traded them in as they started to wear out. Your body is the same, something you trade in when it either starts to wear out, or it can wear out physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, or one just their contract where they've contracted for their life to say, that's it, I've learned, you know, it's over, I've been presented with all my lessons, and it's time to go back to the non-physical. Now, during death, your heart stops and your body goes limp. You lose your sight, your feeling, your movement, and while no more air flows in and out of us physically when we stop breathing, we still live. In fact, having experienced this myself with my 2 near-death experiences, it is so much easier and more comfortable and more natural not to breathe than it is to breathe. Yet with all of this, we become aware as when we cross over that we still exist. You know, I recently watched the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. And in the specials, they interviewed several mediums like James Van Prague that what happens after we die is accurately depicted in this movie. Immediately upon death, we look at our body and don't quite know what's happened to us, but it's very strange as we know that we still exist. The Posse of Angels is saying, that's why so many people are met by angels and spirit guides to help them understand and help them cross over. Now, just a note here about our senses of touch and taste, smell, seeing, ceasing upon death. This is not quite the same with our hearing. Now, if you're in the room with someone who is dying and the nurse or doctor declares them dead, don't say something like, phew, I'm glad that's over. Now I can go shop the sales at Macy's, because the person will hear it, for our hearing is the last of our senses to go. Now, at the moment of death, there is no pain. There's only peaceful silence, calm, and quiet. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that those who have died in accidents and horrific events, that right before the experience, the soul is removed from the body, so they do not experience the pain. Also, those people who have been ill are suddenly returned to perfect health and pain-free as all of their ailments disappear. Helen Keller, who was born both blind and deaf, her quote was, death is no more than passing from one room into another. But you know, there's a difference for me, because in that other room, I shall be able to see. There have been so many studies and research studies on people who have been blind from birth, who had near-death experiences, and yet on their return to the physical, they reported that they could see again. These blind patients detailed with eerie accuracy surgical instruments and the exact goings on in the operating room while they were being operated on. Just like we become pain-free and all of our ailments disappear, we can choose our appearance, including our age, our ethnicity, and even our gender. Another movie that comes to mind and depicts heaven is What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams. And his daughter, who he meets in heaven, she chooses to appear as an Asian woman because she feels most pretty being Asian. We can look exactly how we desire because we lose the limitations of physical density as we understand that we are just energy. As everything is energy, we are free to utilize it and can portray that energy as a ball of light or as a human form. We can choose our characteristics on the earth plane. And we contract them to help us learn our lessons. You know, by choosing to carry extra weight, by being overly short or tall or appear a certain way, we challenge ourselves to love ourselves for who we truly are and not what our physical appearance may be. Being comfortable with our appearance is very important. For instance, after my two near-death experiences, but particularly after my walk-in experience in 2003, I remembered that I had straight blonde hair in heaven, and I slowly began to change my very curly, ringlet brown hair to straight golden yellow. And while I feel more of myself as a blonde, I also know that I was much taller when I am in home, heaven, when I cross over. So I'm still working on that one, trying to make myself taller. Now, another note on our appearance is that the Posse of Angels wishes to remind us is that without our physical bodies, there is no more cellulite, wrinkles, dandruff, droopy breasts, love handles, being too fat, too thin, too short, too tall, too wide, too curly, too straight, plagued by plaque, acne, bad breath, the heartbreak of psoriasis, baldness, or anything else associated with our physical form. Finally, when we cross over, there's nothing to feed, nothing to empty, nothing to wipe, and nothing to maintain. So thank you very much for that, Posse. Now, there's an interesting note here on appearance in heaven, is that many souls choose to look around between the ages of 25 and 30 years of age. And the reasoning is that that is the time that many souls were in the prime of their life, healthy, fit, and young. Now, the exception to this is when a soul crosses from physical to the non-physical and they have a reunion party to meet friends and cherished relatives. A soul will often then take on the appearance of that that newly arrived soul in heaven remembers that the person looked like. on the earth plane. And this happens so many times at the reunion or welcome party when somebody crosses over, when they meet their grandparents or an older person that was very dear to them in their lives. In understanding that we are just energy and that we affect and are affected by all other energies, we then can choose to manifest whatever we desire with our thoughts. It takes some getting used to, once we cross over, to not try and manifest things by doing anything or doing something, but only by using our thoughts. We can absolutely choose where we want to live, what type of house, in what country. We can choose ocean or mountain, a big lavish house or something small, something opulent, or a tent or a cabin in the woods, or anything else our heart truly desires. Having chosen our appearance once we cross over, where we live, we can choose to experience that some of the same things that we did on the earth plane. We can still eat, we can still cook a meal, or we can manifest a Chinese dinner to ourselves. But I must say that the sensations of enjoying a meal are very different, as the actual physical textures certainly not the same. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that while many of these things that they have discussed have to do with our individual soul, when we cross over, we understand ourselves as multidimensional beings and start to grasp the utter vastness of not only the universe, but ourselves as a part of that vastness, as we are no longer constrained and restricted by space and time. You know, listeners, the biggest surprise for most people in dying is to realize that dying does not end life. And whether we each individually are met by spirit guides or angels or Jesus or Buddha or God or hell and brimstone, whether we experience a tunnel going to the white light, whether the experience is positive or negative, actually pales in comparison to the biggest surprise of all, and that surprise that you realize that you are still you. In fact, you can still think, you can still remember, you can still hear, see, move, reason, wonder, feel, question, love, laugh, you can still tell jokes, if you wish. For instance, my ex-father-in-law, Jack, is the biggest crack-up there is. He is around me so often. God bless him. He crossed over in 1997, and in his visits to me, he is still smoking cigarettes, he is still telling jokes, and still charming the heck out of the ladies, exactly as he did when he was alive. And while my beloved grandmother, Sarah, is always with me, she is just a form away, and she's as close as my next heartbeat, when I tune in and I try to connect with her husband, my grandfather, Abraham, he is always off playing cards and smoking cigars with his friends, just as he loved doing when he was in physical form. Before we go on to share more insight in what the afterlife, heaven, home, or whatever what you choose to call our next destination, let's go to our phone lines. 415, thank you for holding. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
I'm Jessica, and I live in Florida.
Hi, Jessica from Florida. Have you been enjoying the topic of today, the afterlife, heaven, and home?
Yes, it's been interesting. You make me think of my grandmother. She's still here, but I think she's in transition, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, there are so many of us that once we awaken and we're conscious, then we see our loved ones, you know, making that transition. And I was asked by a client this week, you know, on how she could help her 98-year-old grandmother, because she was, as she's getting close to her transition, she, for the first time, is starting to, you know, sort of ask different questions, and you could see her starting to open up to, you know, but at least the possibilities of what's going to happen next. She bought my book, Angels of Faith, which is about my two near-death experiences, and actually I've had lots of people buy that who are having loved ones, you know, about to make their transition, or for those who are in bereavement, because it awakens people to the fact that we do not die and that we continue, and that consciousness continues. So so I can certainly, you know, sort of empathize with you know, your grandmother getting to that end stage and starting
to consider
possibilities.
Yeah, she just walks around like a zombie. I don't really know what she's I don't know what's going on with her. She doesn't really communicate anymore, and she just like a zombie. So
I was going to say, often when you do get to the, you know, to make your transition, I've experienced with clients that it's kind of like testing, where they're not really in their body. They seem to be elsewhere. The physical body is still living, but, you know, it's like they're testing, going out and coming back and going out and coming back, you know, that kind of thing. And it's like you test drive a car, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, and get to the end there. Did you have a question for the Posse of Angels?
I did. I'm not feeling so happy today. I just, for many years, I've put myself out there and offered my work out into the world because I really like expressing myself and doing it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my healing practice just hasn't grown, and I try to do events and very few people sign up, if any, and I just have had it. I mean, this is not the life that I signed up to do, and I offer so much good stuff into the world. I don't know why God makes it so hard for some of us light workers, or all of us, or I don't know. So I just want to, yeah.
Boy, I could do a whole program on this. Okay, the first thing is there's so many people in the posse now that want to speak. Okay, guys, get together and speak as one voice, because they're so excited about your question. First of all, the first mission that we had as light workers, starseeds, walk-ins like myself, was to come back, at least for the last 10 years, and help as many people as possible to get on the train of ascension. You, me, and just about every little pup out there that I know who is a light worker, started to establish a healing practice. We studied a different holistic, you know, NLP, stress release,
Hello?
I'm sorry, everybody. The line dropped out. 415, you're back on the line with Angel Healing House. Can you hear me?
There you are.
I'm so sorry about that. The line completely dropped off. Gremlin's on the line, and it's not even Mercury retrograde, so there we go. Oh, probably because the planets are lining up for tomorrow. Who knows? Okay.
There's so much energy stuff going on. Yeah.
There is. Okay, so the first part of your mission is over. They really want you to know, because why the faucet is being turned off on our clients, on our workshops, on our healing sessions, and all of this. We are over and done with that first part of the mission, Jessica. And if you can understand this, that now you're stepping into just your joy, your bliss, your, not for anybody to get it, but for the little child in you to come out and create and play. They're saying, let go of how things should come in. And this is real. I'm not making light of this. We have worked so hard, and it was built into our DNA, like that little Energizer bunny. No matter, our finances got taken away, we went through divorce, we went through all kinds of horrible things, and we stood up and we still worked for the light. And now, lo and behold, that time, that mission is over. And now we're, now, this is a great question, especially with the planets aligning and manifestation for ourselves to get so much quicker. They want you to step into just your joy, your bliss, and your creativity. Do that which makes your heart sing, and you will then be rewarded with exactly what you need, what you desire.
I feel like I can't, I need to have the compensation now. Like I can't, like you were talking about the being exhausted. Like I can't keep on getting up anymore. I can't do it anymore. I know you said that it's done with, but I was doing what was my joy, and I was not being compensated. And
I know, but this was the joy that you were getting. And this is a difficult thing to distinguish between the joy of getting as many people on the trains of ascension, because that was built into us as well. But now a child doesn't do something because for somebody else. They do it for the joy of just experiencing that joy themselves. And they're saying that that's what each of us individually needs to do now. Put your emphasis on your creativity, on your gifts, on your talents, whether that's writing books or whether that's creating your own radio show or it's something creative that when you do it, you lose all track of time. Mine is writing. Doesn't matter whether it's radio show, doesn't matter if it's newsletter, doesn't matter whether it's blogs. That, like I said, for the last 2 years, I've given away that many free readings, like the one I'm going to give you, and I've never had so much joy in my life from giving away so many free things and never been compensated so much by it. And in not the form that people are booking for healing, but in other convoluted, magical ways, Jessica, that I couldn't have ever even dreamt of how the universe abundantly gave to me. You are putting so many eggs, not at Easter time, so many eggs in one basket, thinking, linearly, you're thinking linearly, that I have my healing practice, I must get clients for that, they must compensate me, and that way of thinking is over. The new way of thinking is be like the child, be in your joy and your bliss and creativity, and bring that forth with no expectation. And the Coffee of Angels are expressly expressing that word, drop all expectation, so that the universe can give to you in limitless and boundless ways and magical possibilities. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. This is a very, very different way of shifting your energy out towards being of service to others, because the best way now we can be of service to others is by holding that joy and bliss and little child wonder and enchantment inside of ourselves. Go to the cards and see what comes out for Lovely Jessica. I love the cards. I love this. Okay, the first card that comes out is the Magician. The Magician. You're the alchemist. Take your the alchemist. The funny thing about the Magician is the Magician doesn't have any expectations. All he knows is that he has this extraordinary ability to manifest. Of course, he has his intentions and his desires, but he lets go of the way it shows up. And that's the key to all manifestation, is to be that matching vibrational high-frequency energy of joy and bliss and giggling and creativity and laughing and dancing. That's why Pharrell Williams' song is just exploding all over the planet now, because people don't want to do anymore. They want to experience bliss, and they want to experience happiness. So your first card is the Magician. You are the alchemist, and it's time you let go of the expectations on how your magic ought to or should or has to work. Next card that comes for you is the Five of Cups. The Five of Cups is often the resignation card, and this is you're looking backwards on your healing practice. And for so long, myself, boy, did I have a booming business in Australia from 2003 to 2007. My husband often said that we could have had a revolving door in the door to our house. Reiki students and meditation nights and workshops and healing sessions and you name it. Left, right, and center. And then suddenly, because we were encouraged to go to the States, the faucet was turned off in 2007. And suddenly nothing. And it was just encouraging me to move on then to the States and to write my book and to create the radio program and all of these things. So many, many times things will be taken away from us in order for us to step forward. So they're saying, stop looking back. And also, pat yourself on the back because you have given yourself enough credit for what you've done. But that was only the start of it. Now is the start of you opening up for what is justifiably yours and the way that the universe is going to give to you. But you have to open up and receive by remaining in the present moment and letting go of expectations. The next one is the Two of Wands, and this is you holding the world in your hands. When you start to remain in the present moment and act like that alchemist and letting go of expectations, the world, you will have the world in your hands because you will be then able to dance with the universe. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes me think, because I keep on thinking about the no expectations, and I thought that I was doing that with this new stuff I was doing, but it all kind of came down the last couple of days that I got really angry about it, that I was like, again, I'm putting out stuff out there for no reason at all, not getting any, you said you're being rewarded from the radio show, but I'm not with my other stuff, so I kind of feel like I don't want to do this stuff anymore. I just want to hang out.
That's it. Jessica, you just answered your question. Then don't do it. And every time, sort of like the quiet before the storm, you need to let go completely and then watch. You ask God and the angels, please send me the next sign how to step forward, and they'll send it to you. You will abundantly be taken care of, but you need to let go and treat yourself to a holiday. Even if that holiday is sitting in the backyard in the sun with a book and a glass of iced tea or whatever, and put your feet up and close your eyes and say, I am so rich and I am so abundant that I can put my feet up and I can enjoy this time. And give yourself credit.
I'm going to do that because I'm so tired of all this stuff. I'm just like, I'm going to do that because
the Posse of Angels say they can't send you what is on store for you in the etheric if you're tired and you're weary. And they're saying you did a marvelous job, Jessica. You couldn't have done a better job than you did. It's time to rest now and to recoup. Treat yourself like you're on vacation. And then the new is coming in. And I want, when the new comes in for you, beginning in May and onward, you send an email to candy@angelhealinghouse.com and you say, Candy, you are right.
Okay. From your mouth to God's ears. Yes, thank you.
Rest. And you'll be amazed at what happens. Honor and respect yourself. I love you so much. Look after yourself.
Thank you, I will. Thank you, Candy.
Okay, bless you. Bye-bye.
Bless you.
That was probably one of the most we've had in a very, very long time, because our mission of giving of ourselves until it hurts and the mirror truly has been turned back on us to live in joy and bliss and creativity and let go of all expectations. Let's go to our next caller, 845. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Who am I speaking with?
Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. Where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. I'm a New York girl. I was born there. So, Lucy, do you have a question for the Posse of Angels?
Yes. Yes. Can they tell me if it's time for me to move somewhere else?
Okay.
Because I have in my mind, everybody's talking about, did you open your business or do you have a business? I say, no, I don't. I just work for a company. And they keep asking me, what's going on with that too, you know?
Okay, Lucy, they want you to know that when, you know, people want the big picture, but it truly, because we're all children of God, we are given what we need in baby steps. And they're saying, Lucy, yes, it would be most beneficial for you to move. And then once you move, that business opportunities will be presented to you. But they can't be presented to you where you are now because you haven't moved yet. And they're saying, yes, it'll be very beneficial for you to move. Now, where are you thinking about moving to?
That's another, I have no idea. But
okay. Now,
I kind of would like to move. I don't have any idea where to move. I have a lot of stuff going on where I live now.
Okay, the Posse of Angels are very excited that you're talking about moving because they're saying you don't have to figure it out because the angels and God have already figured it out for you. So what they want you to do is they want you to ask them for a sign or different signs as to where you're supposed to move. Okay, for instance, I did this with a client once who had no idea. She knew she had to move, but she did not know where she needed to move. Okay, so I told her to stay in the present moment and watch for signs. So when she got in her car and turned on the radio, she heard a song by the group Chicago. Okay? You know, Saturday in the Park or one of their songs. And she said, I loved that band Chicago when I was a young girl. And then she's standing in a grocery store line and she looks up and the guys teach the words on the gut, the back of the gentleman's T-shirt in front of her was Chicago, that toddle in town or something. And then, you know, she was in the hairdressers and she was reading a magazine, and then an article about Chicago came up. So she went, oh, my gosh, you know, all these references to Chicago, those are God and the angels' way of giving us little tidbits to get us excited. And then you going on the Internet and looking at rental properties or homes in Chicago, and then when you get there, you just happen to be speaking about somebody about your new business, and they say, oh, you know, I know somebody who is wanting to lease, you know, a premises, and it hasn't leased 6 months, and so it's going for very cheap, and then you step forward. So they want you to know that actually they've been trying to send you.
They sent me a full magazine and met Texas.
Okay.
Like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what is going on with Texas? And I keep saying, I love Texas. And the magazine, everything you name it was Texas.
Okay.
At this point, they're not giving me a clue where. But another point is the properties over here that I have, it's like they don't give me rent it, sell it, to this, to that.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's another point.
Well, they want you to, they certainly want you to ask again. They say, I am ready to move. I am ready to move. Please show me. Please show me where would be most beneficial for me to move. And then you must stay in the present moment and watch for those signs. If you worry about the past, if you put any of your emphasis on past sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, or regret, or you worry and stress and control, you won't be in the present moment to see them. So they say, yes, a move for you will be most beneficial. Yes, when you move, there will be a business opportunity for you and a career opportunity. So they said, but you have to, and it would be most beneficial for you to stay in the present moment and watch for those signs. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for Lucky Lucy. Okay. The first one is the Ace of Pentacles, and the Ace of Pentacles is new beginnings around money. And because you've asked about move, whether you should move or not, this definitely is a positive sign that this new move for you will bring you business opportunities. The next one is the Knight of Pentacles. Are you currently in a relationship, Lucy?
No, I'm not.
Okay. They're also saying that with this new business opportunity, you will meet a gentleman, and this gentleman will help you, with a business relationship. And you've got two money cards, abundance cards, straight in a row there. And the next one is the Nine of Wands, and the Nine of Wands is a completion card, and it's really telling you that this new move is going to be very advantageous for you, and it's going to open up a lot of doors for you. So I hope that's been helpful for you. Please do stay in the present moment. Ask the angels for signs on where would be best for you to move to, and then watch for those signs. So glad that you could stay with us, and God bless you, and look after yourself. Let's go to our next caller. 951, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hello. Hi, this is Natasha.
Hi, Natasha, where are you calling from?
California.
A Cali girl like me. So, Natasha, what question do you have for the Posse of Angels?
Yes, I wanted to see if the angels can tell me what they see coming up for my love life.
Okay, love life. Okay, let me ask them here. Yeah. Okay, the Posse of Angels are actually applauding you, Natasha, and they're saying you have learned very, very many lessons, relationship lessons in the past years. You have done a very good job in honoring and respecting yourself and not allowing somebody to dishonor you. Unfortunately, the only way we learn that many times is through contrast and having those relationships that dishonor us. So they're saying, you're not in a relationship now, are you?
No, I'm not, but I'm glad they acknowledge that. I appreciate that from them. So
okay.
We have been through a lot, walking away from a lot of negative situations.
Exactly, and they're saying that is the best way that you can change your energy inside of yourself the more that you honor and respect and acknowledge who you are, the more you can love yourself, then you know, those energies will go out and they will naturally draw to you somebody of equal energy who is positive and optimistic and bright. But one of the things, while I'm shuffling the cards, one of the things that the Posse of Angels is saying, have you ever written a decree to God?
What do you mean? Like a list, so to speak?
Yes. It's more than a list because it's thank you. When was the last time you did this?
Oh, a gratitude. I used to keep a gratitude journal.
This is specifically for a relationship, so it would be thank you, God, for my extraordinary relationship. You know, we kiss each other, we honor, you know, that kind of thing. Have you done that before?
Okay, no, I haven't done anything like that before, no.
Okay, they want you to do that now. In this list, they want you, for instance, you could say, thank you, God, for my extraordinary relationship. We love each other. We adore each other. Nothing is more important than the relationship. We honor and respect each other. In mine that I wrote 6 months before I met my twin flame, my beloved husband, Pete, 10 years ago, I wrote, we work together. We travel the world together. He makes me laugh. He's got a wonderful sense of humor. You know, there's respect, there's honor, there's responsibility, there's reliability, there's trust, there's all kinds of beautiful sharing. We're best friends. So they want you to write this decree, and they want you to sleep with it under your pillow, and they want you to write it, read it out morning and night. And when you read it out, you visualize what your life will be like, and you feel in your heart what it would be like to be with your beautiful relationship. Okay? Now let me go to the cards and choose some cards on this. Okay, perfect, 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 perfect. Okay, when you do your decree and when you do this, you will be starting, you got the Fool card. And the Fool card is let go all expectations, how your new love is supposed to come in and come to the universe as a child. With just joy in your heart saying, and, you know, this childlike acceptance that thank you, God, for this wonderful relationship of mine, because the posse of angels are saying that it's already yours. You just haven't been of the same energy to help it manifest on the earth plane. The next one is the Knight of Swords. I love when horses come up. You've got two horses, one in the Fool card, one in the Knight of Swords, and the personal power. And this way, by doing this decree and reading it out and really visualizing and feeling in your heart, beautiful relationship, things are going to start to move fast. And that is the Knight of Swords. And the next one for you is the Four of Cups, which I always see as a gift from God.
Aww.
That is you.
That's awesome.
Please take your focus and attention of how and when your beloved will manifest for you. But this card is saying that it's a gift from God, and all you need to do is affirm and change your energies inside, and he will turn up.
Wow. Great.
So I hope that's been helpful.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have time for just one more caller. Let's go to, because you're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Sandy!
Yes.
Hello? Hi! Okay, I'm going to take you off speaker real quick. Hold on.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, it's Stephanie.
Oh, hi, Stephanie. Hi. How are you? Can you hear me?
Okay, I'm taping you off speaker, so now it should be clear.
Oh, that's so cool.
I wanted to thank you so much for my personal reading. I just feel really amazing since you basically just told me to give myself permission to be myself, and I've been sort of weird and quirky and happy. So thank you so much.
You know what? That makes my heart absolutely swim and just radiate with such joy. And once again, that's why Pharrell Williams' song, Happy, is bursting around the planet. I watch that. And I'm actually thinking about doing my own dance and putting it on his 24-hour Happy Channel. What you've done, Stephanie, is you have broken through the barrier of what we should do, what we have to do, what we ought to do. Do, instead of allowing ourselves to be happy.
Right.
And just be. And I am so happy for you.
Yay. Okay, so I know we're sort of out of time. So My question is about my husband, who is actually not so happy because he has a terrible boss who is not spiritually connected at all. He must not be because he treats people like a terrible way. So I wanted to see if there was anything from the posse about when we might see a change and or what maybe I can do for him in the meantime.
Okay, I've got 3.5 minutes left, and this is going to be this is going to be life changing for him. He has to understand. He has to understand that wherever his focus goes, that wherever his attention goes, that's what's going to come back to him. He has to start saying, thank you, God, for my extraordinary job. My job remunerates me financially. I work with extraordinary people who honor and respect me. And it's a great location, and I'm able to use my gifts and talents. I'm able to be creative, and I get such joy. I cannot wait to go to work in the morning. And he needs to write out this decree. He needs to read it out morning and night. He needs to visualize himself already as if he's doing this job, and then.
Okay.
I'm not telling him to leave his day job, but I'm saying then ask the angels for signs so he can move on. Because
okay.
he is so unhappy, he's in the past and he's putting his
yes.
focus on what he doesn't want. He
Absolutely.
must be in the present moment, and he must live it and say, thank you, God and angels. Please send me those signs how I can step into this extraordinary job. The first card he got was the Eight of Pentacles, and that is being remunerated financially
mm-hmm.
for being remarkable, for being
okay.
remarkable. The second is the Sun card. You know that's radiant and bright. He needs
right.
to believe this, first of all. And the Six of
yeah.
Swords is him moving onwards. And he will do this. And when he moves onwards, you send me an email.
Okay. Is this something that I can do for him if he's, like, not ready to be in that place?
No. No.
No.
You can
okay.
only... you know this because you... Nobody could have woken you up before you woke up. So...
Yeah,
you know,
he's a hard
can,
nut to crack.
But you can tell him. You can tell him that... I had a client, almost out of time, a client last year
yes.
who desperately wanted to be a principal in the northern part of New Jersey, and he hated his job. He hated his job as teaching. He was so over it. And when I got him to do this, within 6 weeks, he not only got a job offered to him as a principal, but on top
okay.
of that, it was in the north where his wife and himself wanted to move. So
excellent.
I hope this has been helpful, Stephanie. Thank you so much for calling
Thank
in.
You so much.
Okay,
have
love
a great
you
day.
Lot. Take care.
Okay, bye. Love you lots too. Bye.
And that wraps up our show for today. Thank you so much, callers. Thank you so much, listeners, for all your support. Don't forget that Angel Healing Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And again, listeners, thank you so much for supporting the program. And until next time. Please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. Take care, and I will speak to you next week. Bye.